Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
And let's do get the latest. Dylan Hernandez joins us. Let's get the Dodgers side of things, of courtesy of the UMA guest line, as we get you ready for Game 5 tonight. First of all, Dylan, thank you so much for joining us. And let's talk about the story of the moment just minutes ago. They switched up pitchers. What's happening?
Yeah, I would assume. So I know at this moment I know as much as you guys do, right? And so it looks like they're going to use Corey Knebel as like an opener, you know, get maybe through an inning, and then basically bring in the left-handed Arias to kind of flip the lineup. You know, I assume Arias didn't get hit by like a truck or anything yesterday. I mean, I haven't heard anything. So, yeah, you know, and this is kind of typical Dodgers, I think, in some way. You know, we saw last year they were kind of playing around with, you know, the guys like, you know, Dustin May, Tony Gonsolin, you know, on their way to the World Series. And they would, you know, okay, this guy's going to start. Actually, we're going to give this guy an opener instead and then bring the guy in later. I think that they feel comfortable probably doing this with Arias just because of the experience he has pitching in relief, right? This is a kid who has been, you know, treated kind of very straight, you know, because over the years, I mean, this is a guy you're talking about who made his major league debut at 19 and always threw hard. So they were always very worried that, like, okay, if we put too many innings on this guy, you know, you're right, he might get injured. He wound up having shoulder surgery anyway, but. You know, so he's been, you know, he's a kid who started one day, you know, a couple days later might come out of the bullpen for like an inning or two, you know, at various junctures. You know, we saw him last year in game seven of the NLCS. He came out, closed that, you know, he was on the mound when the Dodgers won the World Series against Tampa. So he's got experience pitching in different types of situations. He's come in as a long guy, you know, he's come in as a setup guy, he's come in as a closer. So my guess is that they're just thinking, okay, well, you know, he could probably handle it just because he's handled everything else we've thrown at him.
Yeah, I kind of thought they were going to do this in game four with him because, you know, not start him. But they went with Walker Buehler, and he pitched beautifully on short rest, and the bullpen was lined up, and they had the lead, so they made it work. To me, this is a brilliant move. Arias is available out of the bullpen. He's not hurt. He's fine. And he will follow in. And it's just, and now how do you make your roster if you're Gabe Kapler, your starting lineup? Do you assume Arias is coming in at one point? So the real key here would be Corey Knebel, who is a really good pitcher. He's a former All-Star. He had Tommy John, the whole deal. But specifically, Dylan, in the four games they used him in the opener, how did he do in those four? And was there a point where if he cleared a right-handed hitter, they would take him out of the game with Arias? He does not have to start an inning. With his ability to close so well, as you detailed last year in the playoffs, they could bring him in right in the middle of an inning. So how is Knebel done in this role? And do you think it would be a spot where, you know, maybe it's Buster Posey or Chris Bryant or a right-handed hitter they want to clear that they would take him out of the game at that point?
Yeah, so I think he's done fine, you know, and I think that, yeah, it's going to really come down to, right, that's part of the lineup. It's going to be about, yeah, you know, you're like exactly like you said, right? It'll probably be like a Bryant or a Posey, and once they get, you know, past that and get to a left-handed hitter, then Arias comes in. You know, to be honest, I'm not crazy about this one, right? Just because a couple of things. Like, one, you know, it's still Corey Knebel. I mean, no disrespect to the guy, but I kind of think that you have to go with your best guys, right? I mean, you know, before game four, right, when they hadn't named a starter yet, you know, theoretically Tony Gonsolin was like a candidate to start there. I said, no, you got to go Walker Buehler short rest. You got to go with your best guys. And the other part of this, too, is that it's, you know, this is kind of more maybe of a long-term type thing, because I do think that psychologically Arias can handle just about anything. But You know, this was a year, again, you know, for a long time, from, you know, going back to when this kid was 20 years old, you're already thinking, like, well, he's probably one of the five best starters on the team. And he just kind of never got treated like that, right? Because, again, you know, I think the team's intentions were good. They were trying to save his arm. But, you know, as an athlete, like Arias, obviously he wanted to start, you know, 30 games just like everybody else and, you know, go out there and not have to worry about any limits and all that stuff. And this year, for the first time, right, they, you know, he made 32 starts. He pitched 185 innings. He finally got this thing of like, okay, I've graduated from this place. Even last year, right, even all this high leverage stuff that they, you know, entrusted him with, right, there was kind of this bit, okay, he's our talented kid type thing. And this year, it really did feel like he graduated into becoming an adult, right? And you kind of look, you know, I think in a column that I wrote today, for today, you know, I kind of outlined, right, you compare him to like guys like Verlander and Scherzer at age 25. I mean, his numbers are really exceptional. This is a guy who went 20-3, you know, and I think too, you know, kind of culturally, right, in the United States now, right, the way baseball's gone, the whole thing about starter, reliever, like, you know, that distinction is getting blurred. But I do think, you know, and this, you know, we've seen this a lot with Japanese pitchers, right, where, you know, they get moved to the bullpen. It's you know, you feel kind of disrespected just because culturally one's much more prestigious than the other, you know. And as good a sport, and Arias has been a great sport about this the whole time, there is still something about like, hey, you know what? The season's on the line. I'm going out, right? They're trusting me to do this. And so just from that standpoint, I'm not really sure. This doesn't really feel like that necessary. It's not like Arias can't get right-handed hitters out, right? I mean, this is a guy who went 20. This guy hasn't lost since June. And I'm just wondering, you know, the Dodgers every now and then become guilty of overthinking. And I'm wondering if this might be one of those situations.
Dylan Hernandez is joining us, columnist from the LA Times. Again, surprise starter Corey Knebel is going to go to the mound to start versus Julio Urias, who we had thought. By the way, 266 appearances for Knebel in his career, four career starts. They were all this year for the Dodgers, the 19th of August versus the Mets, 28th of August versus the Rockies. Did start against the Giants at Oracle Park on the 3rd of September and then the 7th of September against the Cardinals. He's 3-1 in those games, but he did lose to the Giants. It wasn't his loss, but the Dodgers lost 3-2, so we're getting into that conversation. In terms of the game itself, how do you see this one tonight? It's been a couple of shutouts against the Dodgers, and the other two games, the Dodgers bats go crazy. So is it going to be some kind of a mix of the two, or are we going to see one extreme or the other?
My guess is we're going to see one extreme or the other, you know, and it's really going to come down to Logan Webb, right? I mean, he was really, really good, obviously, in game one. And I think what we saw there was the Dodgers kind of, you know, they like to sit on pitchers, right? I mean, the one thing about Dodger hitters, I think, is that they're really, you know, they prepare really well, you know, and right, I'm guessing with...
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
With Webb early, there was kind of, you know, part of the thinking was, okay, take some pitches, kind of wait for your pitch, and then, like, attack that. And what happened, I think, especially in the early innings, Webb was just getting ahead of them, right? Now, so all of a sudden, now they get into kind of swing mode, and Webb was using kind of the slider, you know, changeup combo to kind of go left-right on them and kind of kept them off balance like that. You know, if he's kind of able to, so the first thing I think is that the Dodgers might, they have to make the decision. Are we going to be more aggressive early, you know, in the early innings, right? To kind of go after, don't let this guy get ahead of the count early. And it's going to be kind of a cat and mouse game. And ultimately it's going to come down to Webb's stuff, his location, right? I mean, if he's on the way he was in game one, my guess is it's going to be kind of a lower scoring type game. You know, the one thing we've seen with these Dodgers is, you know, they're kind of a feast or famine team, right? I mean, a lot of, you know, I know in game two here, the balls didn't quite go out because, you know, just the way the stadium here plays. But, you know, they like to really, you know, extend the bats and see the ball fly. And, you know, at least here it'll get into the gap. So my guess is that, you know, we're going to see, yeah, it's going to be kind of one or the other, right? Either really low scoring or fairly high scoring.
All right. So Doc has already said Gavin Lux is going to play. You have to assume he's going to go to center. They'll put Bellinger at first, and they've got Mookie in right. So who starts in left field? Would it be Chris Taylor or would it be A.J. Pollock? And then Doc did, you know, he's already talking about the National League Championship Series, which you have to be worried about here. You got to win this game or there's no game one Saturday. But do you think Max Scherzer is in play tonight?
You know, I think so. Yeah, I think it'll be my guess is you go Taylor at that point. And I do think there is a consideration to be made here about, you know, do you go Taylor or do you go Lux in center? Right. This is a different center field here, just in terms of the amount of space that you have to cover. My guess is, you know, like you guys, like you said, you know, it'll probably be Lux. But I think they're going to have that conversation at least. You know, as far as Scherzer, yeah, I think, you know, again, I think it depends on how the game plays out. You know, they're coming off an off day here. You know, they have gotten pretty decent, you know, pitching performances a couple days, right, in game three from Scherzer. Scherzer gave him seven. So it's not like you're looking at an overtaxed bullpen. So I'm guessing, again, everybody's available out of the pen. You know, you could probably even go Buehler for an inning if necessary. You know, he's out a couple days separated from his game four start. So I'm guessing that they're going to try to stay away from Scherzer as much as possible. Now, if this thing goes into extra innings or something and it looks like, okay, they might be playing a while, then I could definitely see Scherzer coming in then. But I do think it's going to be kind of a, emergency only type situation.
Dylan Hernandez, LA Times, talking obviously Dodgers and Giants. How do you expect them to respond? Because I look at the Giants and the guys who have been there and done that, and I expect them to step up tonight. You got a whole team of guys who won the World Series last year. How do you expect them to respond in hostile territory tonight in a Game 5?
Yeah, you know, these guys are tough, man. You know, whatever it is, you know, you can talk about the Dodgers and their money and all this, and, you know, those are totally valid criticisms, valid reasons to hate them. But, you know, you really saw it, I think, coming down that final stretch of the season, right, where, you know, the Giants just kept winning, right? I think, you know, coming into September, the expectation was, okay, this is cute, you know, with the Giants, and they're going to have to, right, at some point they're going to just kind of come apart and the Dodgers are going to fly past them, and it just didn't happen, you know. And I kind of point specifically to, like, the last two starts that Scherzer made. You know, he didn't pitch well in the last two starts of the regular season. I think both times he gave up like five runs or something. And, you know, you have your theoretical ace out there and, you know, melting down and, right, the team you're trying to catch won't lose. They came back and won both of those games. And to me, you know, in one of those games, I think they hit four home runs in an inning. You know, as cheesy as it kind of sounds, you know, they do kind of have that, you know, never die type mentality that I think actually that the Giants have too, right? I mean, and, you know, what's been fun too to me watching this series is, right, there's been every game, there's kind of been that like one defensive play that, you know, right, it's just going to kind of change everything. I think in game one, there was a double play with LaStella and Crawford. You know, game two, there was the Mookie Betts throw. You know, game three, there was the Crawford, you know, leaping catch. Right. And so it's not just like the bats kind of come alive in those key moments. It's like these teams do the little things necessary, you know, to win games, you know, whether it's on the bases or playing defense or whatever it is. So, yeah, I think that, you know, from a psychological standpoint, I don't think, you know, that's going to be an issue at all. They've been in a situation, you know, for years now, you know, unfortunately for them. The Lakers really kind of changed the expectations of fans in L.A., right? So, you know, during those Kobe Shaq years where, you know, people started thinking, well, look, hey, my team should win every single year, you know? Even though, obviously, baseball is a completely different sport. You can't plan it out like that. That's been the expectation of the market. And frankly, you know, Dodgers lose today. This is a disaster in L.A., right? They couldn't even get to the championship series. You know, they're going to have to, you know, at least the organization, the players, not the players, but the, you know, the brain trust, is going to have to answer questions about Trevor Bauer. Why'd you sign this guy? That's why you guys ultimately didn't have money to do even more. That's why you guys lost. So there's a lot of pressure on this organization. But They've been dealing with these pressures for the last 5-6 years. So, yeah, I expect them to come out and play a good game. And, you know, I think again, both teams have shown that. You know, so I don't see, you know, one team just kind of like collapsing. I mean, if anything kind of goes wrong in that regard, it's going to be because of this opener situation, which, again, I'm not crazy about.
Dylan, great stuff, man. Thank you for the insight. We appreciate it. It's going to be fun tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.